Hey guys, so it's been a while. I recorded this part of the podcast already, but it got all messed up and I ended up having to delete it. But I just wanted to say hi, let you guys know what's going on in my life, a little update. Yeah, the last time I talked to you guys was telling you guys about my son, his diagnosis of type 1 diabetes. And he's doing really well with that. He's not getting worse, but he still struggles with like keeping his blood sugar in check. And he just turned 6, so I mean, he's 6 years old. He doesn't really like anything like food-wise. He's really picky. And then most of the things he does like are like really high in carbs, which is what he can't have. So we're struggling with that. And another mom mentioned just like having everyone in the house to go low carb. I don't know if that's an option for us. I know it is an option, but I don't know if that's something that all of us would be able to commit to. So I don't know. It's something that we could think about. But yeah, this time I just wanted to give you guys an update on me. So I did give birth to my daughter. I think I talked to you guys about that last episode as well. She's now 5 months old and she's doing great. She did get sick this last month for a few days, like I think it was like 5 days. And that was really scary. It's always scary when little kids get sick, like babies especially, because there's not really much you can do for them. They pretty much all you could do is like make sure they're not congested and give them Tylenol if they're old enough, and keep their fever down, and then that's pretty much it. So that's what we did, and luckily on like the 4th day, she ended up having a doctor appointment already scheduled, so she was already starting to feel better. She didn't have a fever, so I took her to the doctor, and she ended up getting her vaccinations, and the doctor said she sounded okay, like she didn't have any like thing wrong with her lungs or anything. So I was really just glad that she was doing okay and that we were able to take care of her. But she did end up getting me and my husband sick as well. So, and my husband got really a lot sicker than me. Mine, I think, only lasted about 2 days, and then his lasted probably around 5 days as well. And, when he's sick, the whole house is not happy. But he's doing better now. We all still have like a cough, like congestion in my throat. Like I keep losing my voice every day, even though I don't like am not even coughing anymore. So I don't know what that's all about. But other than that, we're doing okay. I unfortunately have been dealing with some since probably October. In October, I called my doctor, was telling her that I was having some really bad hand pain, like my hands were hurting really bad. And then, so she thought maybe I was having like carpal tunnel. And, my doctor was like, well, your body's still healing from you being pregnant. And, because I was having like my whole body was hurting. And they just kept saying like, oh well, you're postpartum, all this stuff, and she's like, give yourself time to heal. And so I was, and it's been like 3 months now, and I'm still feeling like crap. Like my body hurts so bad, all my like every muscle in my body hurts. And so this last week I went to the doctor. And I ended up seeing a doctor that I never seen before because I wanted to get like an outside opinion of someone who hadn't like didn't really know that much about me and like didn't know like I wanted him to come with fresh eyes and like do tests based on like what he would do with someone he's never met before. And so I was able to do that, and okay, sorry, I had to take a little bit of a break to eat something, but pretty much I went to go get my blood tests, and the doctor had did just like an umbrella of tests just to like figure out if there's like anything wrong. So he did like a whole bunch of different kinds of tests. I got my test back the next day because Kaiser, which a lot of people like talk shit about Kaiser, but I have not had a bad experience so far. So I actually really like Kaiser. Anyway, that's like an unpopular opinion probably, but that's okay. Anyway, so I got my test results the next day, and it came back that I had been diagnosed with RA, which is a rheumatoid arthritis, and a hyperthyroidism, I think is what it's called. But anyway, so pretty much hyperthyroidism means that my thyroid's not used, like not creating hormones, and so my brain is sending this other hormone to my thyroid, but it's to like tell it to make hormones, but it's not responding. So then my body has been overflown. I don't know if that's not the word I'm looking for, but my body has too much of this other hormone that my brain makes for my thyroid. Anyway, I started medication on Wednesday, so 3 days ago. Actually, it's been more than 3 days. It's been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 5 days. So 5 days ago, I started that medicine, and no idea if it's working. I don't really feel any different, but it probably will take a little bit for it to start working. But yeah, so then I saw my doctor for that on Wednesday. She got me the medication. I went and got it, started it. I technically, yeah, started it Wednesday morning, and hopefully I see her in 6 weeks, and hopefully like it's working, and it's supposed to help me feel not so tired. And I've just been having like super bad fatigue, like really bad fatigue, which, you know, depression does not help that. Also, having a baby doesn't help that, but then having this thyroid issue on top of that is probably making it a lot worse. So I'm hoping that that helps that. Which I do feel like less cloudy. Like my brain feels less cloudy. But that also, my doctor recommended that I see my psychiatrist because I think I mentioned in other episodes that I do suffer from anxiety and depression. And even before postpartum issues, that I did have slight depression, mainly anxiety, happening a lot of it due to like a family situation. But I've been taking Prozac for almost 2 years now, and it seems to work really well for me. I've had a few times where I haven't gotten it refilled in time, and I've had to go a few days without it, and I have definitely noticed a difference in just the way that my body responds and handles situations that I'm in, or just like little things like that, where like I'm definitely noticing a difference.
So it's, I mean, that's good. That means that it's working and it's doing what it needs to do. And I am better off taking it, which I feel like a lot of people kind of feel like, oh, maybe I should stop because maybe it's not even doing anything. So it's good to know that that works. But recently, because of all the pain that I've been in and all of the extra, you know, issues I've been having with postpartum and just, he wanted me to go in and talk to my doctor again, my psychiatrist. And so I did that. We did a phone appointment because honestly, like, I don't know what your guys' psychiatrists do, but mine pretty much just asked me a few questions and then will prescribe me medication. And then if I want to actually talk to someone about something, I have to schedule an appointment with like an actual therapist. So I just did a phone appointment and she told me that a lot of my issues probably have to do with how much pain I'm in and like what's going on with like my physical health. But she did want to give me something to help just like keep me going until I can get the rest of that under control. 'Cause I've just been having such a hard time just like wanting to get out of bed, wanting to get up and do things, wanting to even leave the house. Seems impossible. So she gave me now I'm not gonna remember the name of it. Another medication. Oh my goodness. My husband was taking it or is still taking it. But I'm on a really low dose for it. But pretty much it's to help me have more energy. And if I can think of it, I'll say it when at the end of the video or whatever. But so I'm on that now, and I've been taking that since last Friday. So it's been like 3 or 4 days now. Anyway, and then the other diagnosis was the rheumatoid arthritis. So I feel like this is probably the main cause of what's been going on with me, especially pain-wise, because I have noticed a lot of stiffness, a lot of pain, a lot of like swelling in my joints. And I found out that, if you're not familiar, rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disorder. So it's not like the arthritis that you get when you get old and your bones are just like, you know, deteriorating and like your joints are deteriorating. It's actually just, it's kind of similar to how, my son's type 1 diabetes works, where instead of my immune system attacking my pancreas and not letting it produce insulin, my immune system is, attacking the lining of my small joints. So fingers, toes, elbows, knees, sometimes even like larger ones, shoulders, but mainly like your finger to toes, your wrists, and stuff like that. And I haven't seen my doctor, or I have to see a rheumatologist, which is a specialist. And in my area, there's only one. And so he's booked out for like a month. So I don't even get to see him yesterday was exactly a month from now. So anyway, I'm hoping I can call. I'm going to try calling tomorrow when they open and see if there's any cancellations, because I'm like, a month from now is so long. I mean, I've already been dealing with this for almost 3 months now, and I'm just tired of being in pain. And if there's anything that the doctor can do to help get me out of pain, I'm kind of desperate. Anyway, so that's what's going on. I know in the past, like, I've talked about, like, my birth and dealing with that, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that I don't do well with pain. I'm kind of a sissy Lala when it comes to pain. I pretty much do everything I can to not be in pain. I'm definitely the type of person that if, like, I feel a headache coming on, I go take medicine for it right away. Or, you know, if I'm going to be doing any kind of, like, exercise, or, you know, like, I make sure, or even if I'm drinking too much, like, I'll go and I make sure I take medicine ahead of time so that my body has time to, like, absorb it before I start feeling pain. I don't like being in pain. And so the fact that I've done absolutely nothing to cause the pain that I'm in, and I don't have control over it, and no matter what over-the-counter medication I take, it doesn't help. I mean, it does help for, like, maybe an hour or two, but then it's, you know, I'm back in pain again. And it's not, like, pain in one spot. It's pain almost everywhere in my body. And my mom and my aunts have it, and it is like a genetic, it can be a genetic thing. And it mainly does show up in young women around my age, around like 20 to 30 years old. And autoimmune disorders do get triggered by birth, virus, any type of virus, like a flu or anything like that. So I've given birth and have been sick since then. So I don't know what could have been the cause of what it started. But anyway, it did, and it started, and my blood test shows that it's there, and it's not going to go away, because there's no cure for any kind of autoimmune disorder. They just have to, what they do is they suppress your immune system so that it stops attacking your joints as much, but they can't stop it completely. So, I don't know, I'll update you guys again once I see the doctor and figure out what's going on, and figure out what kind of treatment that I have, like, an option of having. I'm still breastfeeding, so I know that could probably affect some of the medications that they can give me. I've been doing some research on that. There's still a few that are options, as long as my insurance can cover them. What else? Like I said, my aunts do have it. One of my aunts has it really bad. She's had it since she was my age. I just turned 32 this year, and she was 32 when hers started. So that kind of makes me feel like it might have been a genetic thing, but there's really no way of figuring out how it started. And I was talking to her about kind of what kind of medication she's on, and, like, what treatments have worked for her, what she does to kind of help. Apparently, I shouldn't feel like this all the time, because that was kind of my question. I was like, do you feel like this all the time? Because I'm, like, dying. Like, I hate to say that, because I know that there's stuff that is way worse. But for me, like, this is the worst I've ever felt in my life. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And I'm every day, I haven't had, like, a major breakdown or anything yet, and I'm hoping that I can, like, push through and not have the breakdown, but I have a feeling it's coming. But yeah, it's bad. And she's like, no, you don't always feel like that, but, you know, there are days where, like, it's worse than others, and you kind of just never know how you're going to feel until you wake up. And there's certain things that can help, like, there's certain diets that'll help. You kind of have to figure out what causes your, they call them flare-ups, where it just gets a little bit worse than other days. And everyone's different. So like something that would make me flare up might not necessarily make someone else flare up. And so you kind of have to figure out what works for you. So I don't know. And this is all things that I've researched that, on my own I have, or talked to others about. I haven't actually gotten to talk to a doctor. So, or my actual, it's rheumatologist is what they're called. But that's what I know for now. Also, my mom had mentioned the other night that I also had my birth control changed. And so she told me that I should probably check and see if that could be a cause of it, of some of my pain, because I don't remember the name. I think it was started with an M, but I got an IUD and I got the copper one with no hormones. And she told me just to like look it up to see if that had like if that could be anything. And I like Googled it on last night, and it did have, there was like a few people on like a blog that I was reading that said that they like connected their IUD with like RA symptoms, or like the starting of rheumatoid arthritis. And so I have an appointment tomorrow with my gynecologist over the phone just to ask questions about it and like figure out if maybe it's worth even trying just getting it removed to see if it helps. Cause like I can always take like whatever other birth control. Like I'm not really planning on having any more kids anytime soon. So, you know, any birth control is cool with me. I just want to figure out which one works best for me. I don't really like taking the pill only because like when I had in the past, I was really bad at taking pills, but now that I'm older and I have to take pills more often, like I feel like it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Now, I was on the Ring for a really long time and I love that one. It was just, when I started having my son, it just got harder to remember to like when I needed to take it out and replace it and all that. And so, this time I went ahead and, tried something different. And then after my son was born, like for a little bit, I tried the shot. And that was literally a pain in the butt, but like it was a pain in the butt because I got like really bad cravings. So like to the point where like I was like, craving loaves of bread. Like I would go to the store and buy like a loaf of French bread and like eat the whole thing. And I'd be like, what the heck am I doing? Like this is not normal. And like that's not something that's ever been something I want to do before. So I was like, this is weird. Like I can't, like I, and then like as soon as I stopped taking that, it went away and I haven't ate a loaf of bread since. Or not by myself, at least. but yeah, so that one was definitely not for me. So I think there, I mean, I have a few more options, like obviously the pill. Like there's like, I think an implant. But I'll, I mean, I was just going to ask, like, even if I, it ends up not helping, I want to at least try. Before, because I still have a month before I see my doctor, and if I can figure out if that's the reason before I have to start a new medication, I'd rather do that. So yeah, I'll let you guys know if that works or if that doesn't work. I'm just a little bit of a mess right now, and I am currently in my car because it's 11 p.m. and I left the house like an hour ago, and I just really needed some time to think and clear my head. my mom's watching my kids for me because my husband had to go to bed early and because he has work tomorrow. And I do need to go in and pump and go to bed myself and get up early to take my son to school. But I just needed to get out of the house and be by myself and think and talk to you guys about what's been going on with me. And it just helps me just like contemplate and process my feelings about this whole situation. Because it's just been a lot. It's been a lot. And even before my daughter was born, we were dealing with my son's diabetes. And before that, you know, we were dealing with my husband's diabetes. And so it's been a really hard last few years. And I don't know. I know that life looks different for everyone, but it just feels a lot harder than it needs to be. And this is just me talking about my specific, like, little tiny world that I live in, not even the vast amount of problems that are going on around us in the world, in the United States, in California, where I live. And so it's just a lot. And so thank you guys for listening. If you got to the end of this rant that I had, and you cared enough to listen to my problems, I hope you know that if you're going through something similar or you're dealing with a lot, that you're not alone. And, you know, I try to stay as positive as I can. And I have moments like this where, you know, it's really hard because it's just a lot. It's just, you're just dealing with a lot. But I know, like, this is just a season in my life, and I'm hoping, that the next season just gets a little bit easier. And, I'm always the type of person where, like, I just deal what I'm dealt and make the best of it, because this is the only life we get. And if you spend every moment that goes wrong and keep in, like, you only spend time thinking about that and not thinking about the good times and not thinking about how to make the days better, you know, what kind of life is that? So, all right. Good night, guys, or morning, or whenever you're listening to this. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll let you guys know what's going on probably in a few more weeks. I'll have another update, and maybe I can come back and talk about something else besides my crazy hot dumpster fire of a life. But until then, all right, bye.